I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Get ready. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to see Wade Hampton this morning. I see him and I see his face, and he's a hard worker. But I want y'all to know that he's not able to reach tall buildings at a single bound. He can't go where no man has gone before. But look, God is a God that can supply all of our needs. Look, I want to thank you for tuning in to 88.1, the best radio station in this side of Louisiana. If you're not a part of it, then you need to be a part of it. I just want to take this time to salute them and give them their flowers while they are alive. I can truly say that they welcome me, they help me, they support me. And it's not just about the money, but it's about the quality. Watch out, somebody. You didn't hear me. Look, I want to thank Tanya Riley also for her support. She's the manager of this radio station, and she's a wonderful person. And guess what? She's my cousin as well. And she's doing a fantastic job over here. So we just want to just take a moment and just say thank you for the 88.1 team and for everything that they're doing. I want to thank all of you that are being safe and that you're surrounding yourself with safety. You're doing the elements that are the things that are required of you. You're practicing distances. You're wearing your mask. You're sanitizing and you're washing your hands. And I want to thank all of you that are doing that. And if you're not doing it, let me tell you, COVID-19 is not prejudice. It does not discriminate. And if you want to prosper and want to continue to live on, you will practice safely. I want to take my hats off to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where I am the pastor. It is 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I take my hats off to my pastor, Pastor Joshua Jordara, and his beautiful wife, Elizabeth Jordara. Much love, and it is much power there. Look, I just want to talk to you just for a few moments on the topic of let me out. Let me out. And for your scripture reading, and you can read it yourself, you can go to Exodus 3, third chapter, 7 through 9 for your scripture reading. And note that in this passage of scripture, there are three main points that are important in this message. Number one, the promise. The promise. God, he promised never to leave us. Number two, the problem. We, as a people, refuse to serve. Number three, the provision. He provides for us every day of our life. Look, my brothers and sisters, note that the children of Israel, here in this passage of scripture, was in a situation that had a serious problem, a problem that only God could handle, and sometimes we must come to the realization of knowing that some problems we just can't handle by ourselves. Some problems could have been avoided. Some problems we just asked for because of our disobedience. Here we see that the children of Israel, here in this passage, was in slavery, and they were treated badly by the Egyptians. And my brothers and sisters, and their cry to God was heard. God understood their situation. the children of Israel wanted to be delivered from their slave masters, and God here listened to their cry, their request, and he delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians and told Moses to take them, the children of Israel, that is, out of the country. We find that he will give them their own land, land that's productive, land that flows with milk and honey. I want you to know, to go back to the very person that you ran from, and tell him, which is Pharaoh, to let my people go. But this, my brothers and sisters, you have to know that this time I had the God of Isaac and the God of Abraham and the God of Jacob with me. So when he went back to Pharaoh, he did not go by himself. Number one, God's promise. He promised to deliver them from Egypt and God keeps his promise. Some folk, if we could just get them past what they can't do or what they're not used to, God will richly bless them. You know what I'm talking about. And their efforts, and he'll bless their efforts. And when God send you, all you have to do is go. God will work you through the rest of your situation. You got to know that when God promises something, his promise never fails. God stands by every promise that he has. My brothers and sisters, the second thing there is the problem. A few days' journey turned into 40 years in the wilderness simply because of their disobedience to God. When we disobey God, we only create problems for ourselves. Problems have reared its ugly head in the church and have begun to destroy the people of God. And because of our disobedience, God will allow things to happen. Didn't it rear its ugly head in the first family when it was dealing with Cain and Abel, two brothers? One brother became disgruntled with the other, and then it resulted in death. Problems. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, God has given provision. God has given instructions to his people, his church. God has given his people provision. He has already prepared the way and has stored up everything that's needed in order to survive. All God is asking you to is to keep his covenant and obey his commandment. You didn't hear me. Keep his covenant and obey his commandment. Now note that God also lets us know what will happen if we don't obey his commandments. If you look at Deuteronomy 28, 15 through 20, it will tell you. My brothers and sisters, I will curse your cities, diseases, wiping you out slowly. I will curse your country, destroying all entities. I will curse your basket and your bread, my brothers and sisters, condemning your food supply. I will curse your children. I will curse your crops. I will curse the young of your livestock, talking about death. I will curse the lamb of your flock. I will curse your coming in and your going out. You should always keep his covenant and obey his commandments. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know, cry out to God asking him, let me out of this hellish marriage, this relationship. Let me out of this dishonest wage of employment. Let me out of bondage in my finances. Let me out of poverty. Let me out of this headache and this pain. Let me out of affliction. And let me out of COVID-19. Good God Almighty, you didn't give me. Let me out of trials and tribulation, confusion, mess-making, dishonesty, hard-heartedness. Just let me out. And my brothers, you got to know that when God lets you out, you are out. But in order for us to reap any of this that God has for us, in order for us to be delivered from anything, we have to attach ourselves with the master. We got to have a relationship with him. And that's the problem, is a lot of times, most of the time, all of the time, we don't have a relationship with him. But look, simple passage of scripture that we all know, it's the 23rd book of Psalms, shows and tells us that we have to have a relationship, for it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That simply tells me it got to be personal. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the still waters. And in the midst of you having a relationship, guess what he does? He restores your soul. Good God Almighty, ain't God good? And then on top of that, in the 24th book of Psalms, he shows you that he can do whatever he wants because he owns everything. That's why all things are possible, because he say the earth is what? The Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has what? Founded it upon the seas, established it upon the flood. Then he stood and say, who shall? Good God Almighty. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sown deceitfully. God has the deed of ownership. God can do whatever he wants to do, but there's one thing he can't do, and that's fail. I believe and decree that it's our faith that will see us through. Yes, we will stumble along the way. Yes, we will disagree. Yes, we will even fall out sometimes. But if we, my brothers and sisters, just trust and never doubt, God will always see, bring us out. He will always see us through the hard times as well as the good times. And I'm so glad that trouble, good God Almighty, don't last always. I'm so glad that he said in the word, weeping may endure for a night, but you got to watch out, because joy is going to come in the morning. Brothers and sisters, if we would allow the Holy Spirit to just take over sometimes and allow ourselves to just have true worship, your life will never be the same. You must know that you will fret not thyself because of evildoers, because God will cut them off. How many of you know evildoers? People that do all manners of evil against you falsely, but God will cut them off. You will trust in the Lord with all your heart, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and guess what? He will direct your path. Brothers and sisters, you will fear the Lord. You will know that God is the Alpha. And he's the Omega. I'm about to preach here now. He's the beginning, and he is the end. Then you will realize that can't nobody, good God Almighty, you ain't shouting, can do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. So note this, my brothers and sisters, I'm here as your leader, to help, not to hurt, to love, not to hate. It's in our struggle together, we will overcome, we will come together. I'm here to seek so God can save those who are struggling. Save those who are down and bring them up. Save those who are lost to help them find their way. You got to know that God wants to take care of you. God wants to enlarge your territory. And remember, only what you do for him gonna last. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, 88.1, the best radio station in the state of Louisiana. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, we solicit your support. If you care to support this ministry, make checks, money order, payable to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church. Mail them to 4800 Smith Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. Get ready for the best is yet to come. Thank you, and may God bless you, is our prayer.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
This is Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church, on the air. You know what I normally say, call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. I'm so glad to talk to you today and all the things that we've been going through. I would say that it's praying time. All the time is praying time. We know that God answers prayer. And we know he answered prayer. We know that God cares about us. We know that God said he never would leave us, nor would he forsake us. But before we get started real good, let us call somebody and say, First St. Mark Baptist Church and their pastor, Grady Blackwell, is on the air. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for calling somebody. Thank you for telling somebody. Thank you for listening to First St. Mark Radio Ministry. I tell you what, we're going to do something a little bit different today. I know that all First St. Mark members know that I'm praying for them. I love them, and I know God loves them also. But let us look at something here. We're looking at Matthew chapter 7. Look for Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at one verse on that, verse 7. We're going to say it again, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. What are the things that it say? It say, what shall I ask? And the text say, ask and it shall be given you. That's Matthew 7, 7. I need to tell you that it's praying time. And a lot of us pray. A lot of us don't know what to ask. A lot of us pray a selfish prayer. Me, my. And that's all we think about, praying for ourselves. But I think we are being taught by the Lord that we should pray for our brothers and our sisters in Christ. And pray for those that are not in Christ. We should pray. I know, and I believe all of you know in radio land, that God answers prayer. Too many times we got a rehearsed prayer that we pray all the time. And sometimes it's a selfish prayer. And sometimes we wonder if we sound good to the people that we're praying for, especially if it's a public prayer. Sometimes, like I say, we're kind of selfish on that. But God say, act and it shall be given. But I tell you what, we pray. And sometimes we pray and feel like we're not getting any kind of answer whatsoever. We feel like our prayer is in vain. But I'm here to tell you that God answers prayer. He may not answer when you want him to answer, but he will answer prayer. You know, you can just call on God all the time and anytime you want to. It seems to you like he's not answering quick enough, but I know that he's going to answer your prayer, especially if you pray like this. And some people have asked me, they say, Rev, I know I don't really know how to pray. I don't know what to ask God for. Am I being selfish if I ask him to bless me? Am I being too conceited or too selfish if I ask him to bless my children or bless my mother? No, no, you're not. But if y'all just give me just a few minutes here, I'll tell you some of the things that you should ask. And he says, what shall I ask? And here's what you should ask. You should ask for forgiveness of sin. That's one of the things that we ought to ask immediately. We should ask for forgiveness of sin. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that's why we ask for forgiveness of sin. So, you know, if you are loaded down with sin, your prayer is not going to get through anyway. So we ask, when we start our prayer, as quick as we can, we ask God to forgive us of our sin before we start asking for anything. Another thing we should ask for, we should pray to be delivered from temptation. And temptation is Satan's power that sometimes try to come in. And it's, Lord, deliver us from temptation. In other words, Lord, I know that I'm going to be tempted. But please, Lord, don't let me yield to the temptation. Don't let me yield to the sin. So just mention a couple of these, and we'll just keep on mentioning some more. We should pray to God to show us the right way. Because some of us don't know the right way. We think we know the right way, but we don't know the right way. And I remember the psalmist cried once. The psalmist cried, said, teach me to do thy will. That's Psalm 143:10. Paul told the Christian at Colossae, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to thy that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. We should also pray for strength. Paul prayed for that Ephesians might be strengthened with power by his spirit in the inner man. And that's Ephesians 3, the third chapter, 16 verse. He also prayed for the thorn to be removed from his flesh. Here's the answer. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory and my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And you can look at that at 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse. I know that we should pray, but we should pray that God will help us love one another. That's a biggie there, because some of us love people that love us. And some of us love people who give us things or who is always there to loan us $10 or give us this and give us that. And you can hear them say, I love old so-and-so or I love so-and-so. You love them for what you can get out of them when you need it. But you don't really love. We're talking about love thy enemy as you love thyself. We're talking about pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that tell lies on you or those gossip bad about you. You should pray for those. And those are the things that are hard to do, but those are things that we should pray for. We should pray that God will help us love one another. And that's one thing that we should do. We should also pray for daily bread. Jesus says to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And when he said that, He also told us to pray for the Lord help in our sickness. Some people don't even think about the pray, and they should think about the pray for sickness and health. And look like some of our older Christians, our mothers and grandmothers, when a person was sick, they prayed for that person. We know that we got medical doctors, and they got all this high-tech stuff, but there's nothing like a prayer from your heart praying for a sick person. Could be your mother, your father, your sister, your child, but a prayer to God means so much. And it means so much to us. Know that God answers prayer. He's a healer. We get to know. I like what James said. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray for another that you may be healed. That's James 5th chapter, the 16th verse. We should also pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And all of us should have a Holy Spirit in our lives, and we should pray that that Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and keep us out of trouble and keep us on the right track. In Acts, the 8th chapter, 14th and 15th verses tells us, now when the pastors, which were at Jerusalem, heard the Samaritans had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they would come down, prayed for them, and that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, I can tell you right now, you might be hard-headed, but sometimes the Holy Ghost say, no, don't go that way. If you go the other way, you might get in trouble. But if you go the way that the Holy Ghost tells you, then you're in the right direction. I know that keeps us a lot of noise here, but I'm just telling you that we should pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our life. We should ask God, God, let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me. And then I say, not only that you ask God, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you, but you be prepared to obey the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, go this way, and with your grace itself, or with your, you know, you say, well, Lord, it looks like this is the best way to go the other way. But I'm telling you, you should obey that Holy Spirit after you have asked God to lead for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You should pray for anything that is God's will. In other words, if it's God's will, pray for it. God is able to do anything but fail. You can pray for God's will. You can be here in Louisiana, and it can be somebody in California or New Mexico or over across the water in Afghanistan or anywhere. But if you pray for God's will, it will happen. That I can say without a shadow of a doubt that God's will is going to happen, especially if you pray for God's will. I can't tell you exactly when it will happen, how it will happen, but I know that God will happen. In 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 14 and 15, the Lord promised, and this is the confidence that we have in him. According to his will, he hears us. And if he knows that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Oh, I thank God that we can pray for anything that is in God's will. We thank him for that. Lastly, we should pray for anything we need. Oh, Lord, sometimes we don't know what we need. We need so much. But you know who knows what we need? God already knows what we need. And he said it is where he will supply our needs. But we need to ask him in prayer. Paul,